This is Kex 93.5. I'm Jason Feddy. I've got Andy Powell on the phone from Wishbone Ash. How are you doing, Andy?
I'm well, Jason. Good to hear from you.
Yeah, thanks for taking the call. Where are you right now?
I don't know. I'm in the bloody desert somewhere. I'm in between Vegas and Phoenix on Interstate 93. We're getting ready to play a show up in Phoenix, and then we're making our way out to the West Coast.
Fantastic. Well, you're coming here on is it May 4th, the gig?
Something like that.
You don't know. You've no idea, have you?
I just drive. But it's something around there, yeah. Everyone can check that out on wishboneash.com. That's what I do to find out where I'm going
to
be.
Go on the internet. You used to look on the back of the T-shirt, didn't you? And now you've got the internet.
That's right. You did, yeah.
So I believe it is. It's May 4th at the Coach House.
Okay.
Wishbone Ash. Of course, sort of seminal band, Wishbone Ash. The dueling flying V guitars, still playing those guitars?
I play, I'm kind of like locked in. I was really weird, the sort of marriage between myself and Peter Wood, to use the term loosely. I basically got aligned with a guitar back in the early 70s, and I know when I discovered that, you know, I kind of really worked for myself as a shape and a thing on stage, but also I didn't realise at the time that they do have a very intrinsic sound that is very, very nice. But it suits my style of playing, anyway.
Yeah.
But you know, there are three iconic guitars, electric guitars, in my book. And that's basically, you know, the Stratocaster, the Les Paul, and I think the Flying V's up there with them. I had no idea that, you know, bands like Judas Priest and, you know, of course, the Scorpions and people like that, you know, would start using those guitars. And I think I had a little bit of a role to play in its popularisation.
Oh, mate, that's the understatement of the year. I mean, I align it with you totally in my mind. And if people don't know what we're talking about, it's the guitar that's literally looks like a Flying V. I can see why heavy metal bands and rock bands like it, because it's got that sort of futuristic gun sort of, it looks like something out of Star Wars, you know.
It does. It's kind of aggressive, but yeah, I don't have a metal image by a long shot, but I do love the future. I love the futuristic element of the way it looked back in the day. I just accept it now. It's just one of those.
It's just part of you, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
That's really cool. All right, well, let's play a track, shall we, by Wishbone Ash, so that people know what we're talking about. Here's Blowing Free, Wishbone Ash on KX 93.5. Jason Fedde here on KX93.5. I am delighted to be speaking to Andy Powell of Wishbone Ash, who's on the phone somewhere in the middle of the desert out in Arizona. How are you doing, Andy? So you still with us?
I'm good and I'm hot. Yeah, I'm doing good.
Are you driving? You're not driving, are you?
Yeah, I drive. I do all the driving.
Be careful. I just got a ticket the other day for that, I'm embarrassed to say.
Yeah, oh, well, there you go. You live and you learn.
Yeah. Well, we'll see. We certainly live anyway.
Oh, no, I'm not driving as I'm speaking to you. I pulled over. No, I don't do that.
All right, good.
I'm very careful about that. No, definitely not.
I want to talk about recording. You just put a new album out.
Yeah, we did. We put this new album out through a German label called Solid Rock House Records, and the album's called Blue Horizon. We recorded it in Darkest Lancashire. We have a studio up there in a big old country mansion, actually, up in near Burnley in Lancashire. So we put the album there and together at the end of last year, and it got released on February 19th.
Right on. So now this is your 24th record, is it?
Something like that.
So you happy with the record?
I'm really happy with it. Yeah, we were working against the clock because we just finished the UK tour, and then we had about 6 weeks just prior to Christmas. And we managed to get everything done. Yeah.
What fascinates me is that you managed to stay interested enough to go, let's bring a fiddle player in, or let's find another lyricist, or, you know, just to mix it up and to keep it interesting. I mean, I think that's the hardest thing of all in any job.
It is, you know. I someone said to me the other day, I was talking to them about this very thing, and I think what it is I've got this kind of inherent passion for it all. So it's almost like starting again in a way. You're just faced with yourself and your own integrity.
Yeah. I mean, for me anyway, I ask myself why I do it, and then the bill comes in for the rent, and I go, oh, there you go, that's...
Well, you know, people underestimate that. Sometimes it just comes down to paying the rent.
Yeah.
I mean, it really does. I mean, when we tour, our tours have to make sense financially. We don't just whimsically get into a vehicle and start driving through the desert.
I want to come back in a minute and talk about touring a little bit more with you, because obviously you're on the road right now and you're on your way over toward us. So let me just play a track off your new record. The record's called Blue Horizon, Wishbone Ash. It's their 20 millionth record, and it sounds like it's going to be a good one, and they're really excited about it. So Andy Powell, just give us a sec, we'll play a record and come back and talk about touring.
Absolutely.
killed you. Turns out you act your age now. Try messing up again. Take it back. Take it back. Take your life back.
Jason Fetty here, Kegs 93.5, Laguna's only FM radio station. And I got Andy Powell on the phone from Wishbone Ash. Been a good conversation. Andy's driving from, where are you, Andy, at the moment?
We're on the road on 93 between Las Vegas and Phoenix.
Right. God, it must Phoenix, be, so. It's warm here. It must be boiling over there.
Yeah, well, it's always warm in the desert, isn't it?
Yeah. So how do you like, do you still like touring? I mean, it's, you know, out on the road again, is it? Boring, is it? What's it like for you?
I love it. I call it the life, in inverted commas, and I think I was born to travel, to be honest. My mother always used to say when I was a kid, I would always be looking over the garden fence and be wanting to get the hell out of town, off the neighbourhoods, and I certainly, I do have a passion for travel.
I'm sure it's quite romantic for a lot of people, kind of gypsy lifestyle in a way.
It is romantic. You know what? I do still keep the romance. I mean, sure, there are graft elements to it. There are elements where you go, oh, no, that hotel really sucks, or, oh, I don't think I can face airport security anymore. But then you get paying any job, right?
If you said to some plumber who's got his head down a toilet right now, oh, I've got, my hotel sucks. Yeah, he might want to shove your head down the toilet, might he? You know what I mean?
You might.
It's not a bad life, Andy. No, it's great.
No, you know, I always keep the mentality that I'm very privileged to be a musician and to do this life. And, you know, I think that one of the things I tell younger musicians is you've got to start living in the present. You can't say, oh, I'm here, I'm maybe not enjoying it as much as I should. I can't wait to get home. Home is where you are every day.
Yeah.
And it's a huge privilege to be able to do this. And you just got to adjust to it and get your act together. If you can't get homesick, you'll get over it, you know?
So when you get here on May 4th, on Sunday, what can people expect from the show?
Well, some of the shows, I think on this one, we're actually playing an entire album within the set. So we're playing the Argus album. I believe that's what we're doing in your neck of the woods. I think we're doing that.
Do you know what? I'm not surprised that that you're very positive and you're in the moment, because you don't know where you are, you don't know where you're going, and when you get there, you're not really sure what you're going to be doing.
Well, you know, the thing is, we can change things on the fly,
right.
But we have been playing the entire Argus album most of the time, and I'm pretty sure we're contracted to do that on your Samuel Capistrano, right?
It's Samuel Capistrano, yeah.
Yeah, so I'm pretty sure that's the format. We'll be doing that, and I think people, you know, they'll hear the older songs that they want to hear that they're familiar with, but they'll hear a smattering of songs from the new album. We won't overplay it, but we'll certainly introduce those. Yeah, it's a two-hour show, man. It'll be full-on rock, you know, the dynamic, classic rock, twang guitars blazing, you name it.
Well, we played a track from Argus just before, obviously, Blowing Free. Argus, of course, being Wishbone Ash's sort of seminal 1972 album. It's really great to talk to you, Andy. Thanks so much. We'll see you on Sunday. I'm hoping to come to the show on Sunday. That's Wishbone Ash at the Coach House in San Juan Capistrano on Sunday night. I guess the show will start at 9 o'clock. Well, that's so great. Very youthful, Mr. Andy Powell there on KX93.5. I'll play another track from your new record, Blue Horizon, okay, which is available right now. And, of course, people can go to... What's the website again, Andy?
Well, our website's just simple, wishboneash.com. Or you can find us in, obviously on Facebook, which is just Wishbone Ash. If you are really bored, you can follow our movement across America.
All right, Andy, thank you so much. Andy Powell there from the legendary Wishbone Ash, the band playing at the Coach House, San Juan Capistrano, on Sunday night. Get your tickets right now, KX93.5.
Cost you your home. Let the fat cats